Archaeologists working in one of the most impenetrable rainforests in Guatemala have stumbled on a remarkable discovery, a room full of wall paintings and numerical calculations. The buried room apparently was a workshop used by scribes or astronomers working for a Mayan king. The paintings depict the king and members of his court, and the numbers mark important periods in the Mayan calendar. NPR's Christopher Joyce has more on the workshop of Xultun.
The room is about the size of a walk-in closet. It's part of the buried Maya city of Xultun. There are painted murals on three walls, a resplendent king, and four other figures. Maya paintings this old, the site dates to the 9th century, are very rare. Tropical weather usually destroys them. But David Stewart, an anthropologist at the University of Texas at Austin, says the numbers are the most intriguing discovery.
The wall is covered in numbers, and this is something that really got our attention very early on. This was an unusual thing about the Xultun mural.
Stewart says some of the numbers are calendars for Maya ceremonies or for the cycles of the moon, Venus, and Mars. Some calculations appear to be efforts to predict lunar eclipses.
It's kind of like having a whiteboard in your office where you're writing down formulas that you want to remember if you're a physicist or a mathematician. And it's amazing that it's on the wall. It's not in a book.
Mayan numbers are written with bars and dots. Their use in calendars and astronomy is well known from a Maya book called the Dresden Codex. It was written on the bark of a fig tree, but the Xultun murals are centuries older than the book. Writing in the journal Science, the scientists say the murals confirm what Maya archaeologists have been saying for years. The Maya calendar does not predict the end of time at the year 2012, as some New Age prophets have argued. In fact, the murals register future time stretching far beyond 2012. Archaeologist William Saturno from Boston University compares Maya calendars to a car's odometer.
If we're driving a car, we don't anticipate that at 100,000 miles, the car will vanish from beneath us. We know that it'll reset to zero, and the next tenth of a mile we go, we'll have another number to look at.
What these Mayan timekeepers were doing was simply marking the passage of time from past to future, but in discrete intervals. The buried city of Xultun was discovered in 1915, but was so hard to get to that archaeologists mostly ignored it. Saturno started exploring it in 2008. His team found the mural room 2 years later. They got an emergency grant from the National Geographic Society to dig into it. Looters had stolen everything removable, but the murals and the numbers remained. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
This is NPR News.